Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay!
I got the counts. Moo! Hello!
Moo! Yeah, Tracy's in a different location. You know, yes. That Tracy can't keep her settled in one place anymore.
What is that, where is Waldo or something? We could do it with Tracy. We could find out
I think that's a great idea. Let's just let people guess where you are.
Yeah. So where do you guys think I am? Look at clues in the background with cows and.
Yeah. We'll just let you send in your guesses. Just put them in the chat and we'll just, first of all, let us know you're here because we want to know you're here.
Yes.
And then just make guesses and we'll see who the winner is. Don't know what you're going to win yet, but you know.
We'll announce your name on the show.
There we go.
We do anyway, but why not let that be a win? So, So adventure around here. You know, I was going to fly out yesterday, and I'm flying out of the Portland Airport, Portland, Oregon, and you know, storm warning. Well, you know, it's like it snows like one day out of the year in Portland, so it's like of all days, really. That's the storm warning day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I played with timelines the night before. And I set the intention that the snowstorm wasn't coming in till late afternoon. Plenty of time to get to the airport, get where I'm going. Da, da, da. So I'm in Idaho, for those of you who are guessing Idaho.
You weren't supposed to say yet.
No, we already got Idaho in the chat room a couple of times, but I think that might be people that were cheating and knew I was in Idaho. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Hello, everyone. And Tiffany saying hello early on in the show. Uh-huh. She is here from the beginning.
Hi, sweetie.
We love you. So I landed in Idaho yesterday morning, and we get driving, and it starts to snow, just kind of snowing here. And so it's been snowing since, and so we'll see. We'll see if next week's from Idaho, too. It might be snowed in.
Mm-hmm. We noticed a pattern that Tracy has been doing.
we did discuss a pattern.
Yes. Yes.
I get trapped wherever I go.
She needs to do something, and then things happen, like, she gets quarantined, is locked down, and can't leave, or she gets snowed in. Different things happen where she has to stay there, wherever she is.
So,
what? You're playing with timelines. What else are you playing with?
Yeah. It worked. I was just requesting to be on the timeline where it didn't snow till later in the day, and it didn't. So, saying, you know, it's worth a shot. And we have the new moon, which.
Yeah. That's right.
That was a big energy. A lot of people were feeling that. And I think that's part of our topic today. So that'll be good. This is fun. We're getting love from Mexico. We got kisses from Tiffany. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yay.
So I have this big screen over here that's showing me what everybody's saying, which is kind of nice because usually it's on this little screen off to another side. So this time you'll see me looking this way, everyone. But I am watching the chat room from the BBS radio on Facebook. So if you guys are listening to us and want the video version, come to Facebook and go Facebook Live. So, yeah.
Come on over. Come and join us.
Come on. So what have you been up to other than doing your own snow battle, being frozen? Your car was frozen. You couldn't get in.
Yeah, because we've had days of ice here, just freezing drizzle. And everything's coated with ice and working with that. And then yesterday, I thought, well, I'm going to go in town and I'm going to run an errand or whatever. And I went out there. It never dawned on me that the car would be frozen shut. You know, the doors are frozen. I'm like, okay, so I'll wait to do whatever I was going to do. But today, now they're calling for this winter storm to come in with a possible 6 to 10 inches of snow to over the weekend. I'm like, I really need to get in and get some groceries. And I didn't even think about doing a timeline, playing with the time. I want the timeline where we don't get it.
Where you don't get the snow. Yeah. Yeah. I need a timeline where it's melted off by the end of the weekend. So.
Yeah, there we go. So anyway, but I went on online and I was watching you know, looking up how to unfreeze my doors. And so I followed that and I got the car unfrozen. So I got in, got groceries.
Is this something that would be beneficial for the rest of us to know?
It's very simple. I mean, there were a lot of different things, but just getting warm water, pouring it over it, it's really, really complicated.
Magical, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you just get it and you just kind of jiggle the door and it opens up.
You know, that probably is a good thing to share with people, because I know you're not supposed to put the warm water on the windshield because it could crack it.
Right. Right? Well, they don't put boiling water on the windshield or on the they were saying even on that if it's frozen. But I had it in a measuring cup, you know, it has a spout. So I was able to pour it exactly where I wanted it along the
look at you, clever lady.
I know. And I could tell where it was really sticking around the lock area. And so I poured more there and it just came right open.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So,
and if you want another tip, there was another tip on there. I haven't done it yet. To keep the doors after you have them open now, to keep them from sticking, you just put some, like cooking oil on the seal.
Really? How does that keep it from freezing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can you go to the side behind that?
I haven't tried it yet. So they were saying to spray it on, but probably if you had just the oil too, you could put it on a paper towel. Because they said to wipe off the excess, and then that keeps it from sticking. So
interesting.
Hey, if anybody wants to try it, I haven't done it yet. We'll have oily cars.
That's right. So now you're all ready to be hunkered in for the big storm. That the timeline we're choosing doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay. F indeed, that is the highest and best timeline, because we do want to add that in there.
Always want the best and the highest and best. Is that how you said highest and best timeline? Yeah. For all the, I mean, you know, because we have so many goals and things like that. And it's like, on which time, I mean, I don't know if they're all on one. Or, you know, if you pick a different timeline for each event, you know, then they're all going to keep moving around. It's like, okay, but I still want this. Don't shift timelines and get me something else off of this one. You know, see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to screw up your other dreams by manifesting good weather, but now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take the snow if that's what needs to happen. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's talk about the energy that's been going on, because we did have that new moon, and I don't know about you, but it's been causing some craziness.
Well, tell me, I'm trying to think. I did have some crazy, I mean, we've been having crazy things with all of our machines, and we've just been saying it was Mercury retrograde, but you know, it could be something else, because I mean,
you're going to have the Mercury in retrograde this month, right?
What was that?
Mercury is in retrograde for February. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the end is on this one. I haven't.
Yeah.
We are in the retrograde.
So.
Yeah. Well, and trying to get onto the show tonight, I think was, you know, we get little nibbles of this Mercury in retrograde, mm-hmm. little testing moments.
Right.
But yeah, we had the new moon. I believe it was yesterday. Midday, something around midday,
right.
Yeah, yesterday, like something like that, when it was at its fullest. So we're in that energy. We're still in it tonight. But yeah, it seems like it's been very emotional for quite a few people. So I thought it might be nice to talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's been, there's been a lot of energy around high emotions. And some people are finally getting over that cusp of something and going through. It's like they've been trudging up that mountain, and now they're finally over the hump, and it's starting to feel better, and they're starting to come off of that. And other people have just been like sucker punched. Why can't I quit crying? What's going on? You know, I've gotten a lot of just random and you know, things coming in, and it's like, oh, okay, well, let's look at that. But so I know the energies are pretty intense right now. And I know that there's a lot of shifting going on right now with just the planetary energy. So what do you know about that? Any information coming in on your end for that?
Well, when you were saying the emotions, they were showing me it's associated with the moon. It's like the moon is shifting, you know, because it's letting go of the one phase and it's going into the other one. So it's like it was calling it a release. So it's like releasing from one phase to the next. So that's all I got there. As far as the shifting energies of the earth, I'm not getting anything on that specifically, what you just said there. There's something though with, it's like it's very coming in really strong for me to say that, you know, this, or what I'm feeling like maybe some people are feeling is that it's like, are we ever going to get a break? Is this ever going to end? Is this ever that kind of a feeling? And yeah, it's like, it's really strong. It's like, yes, this isn't going to last forever. And if maybe something to start saying is this too shall pass, because that's like a constant reminder. Yes, it can't last forever, even though sometimes it feels like it will, but even within this thing that feels like it's lasting forever, there have been phases in it, you know, where it's kind of done this flow back and forth, this ebb and flow. And, but they're saying really strongly to remind everybody that this does have an end. It won't last forever.
And oh, that's good.
This too shall pass. And I think the more of us that keep saying it and reminding ourselves of it, the more that will manifest.
I like that.
You know, now something that I started, it came over me about a month ago, maybe a little over a month. It was, it's kind of like we're caught in this thing. You know, it's like we have these circumstances that we're functioning in and we're trying to live in and we're changing our lives for and all these things. And then something came to me that like, well, it's going to continue that way until you start walking the path that you want.
Ah.
And it was like, so what is it you want? And I was like, well, you know, I started thinking these things. It's like, well, this is what I want to do when this is over. And they're like, go ahead and start doing them, start taking those steps. And then that's what gets this to wane, to stop. You know, it's like we have to get moving. We're so caught up in it, we're so used to it, and it's like, well, we're just stuck here. As long as we're thinking we're stuck here, then we're stuck here. So, and that's, I think that's what a lot of this is. It's getting us to that point where we go, hey, enough of this. I'm going for what I want, and I'm going to take this road.
And, you know, and we do got to be thinking that way. I mean, the biggest message for the last year has been self-care and loving self and knowing you deserve and to move forward with your dreams. Do those things because, you know, that's where we start to empower ourselves. And then we become happy following our dreams and being happy and quit sacrificing for everybody else and putting everybody else before us. So as everybody's doing that, then the vibration is higher because we're all doing something to make ourselves happy.
Right. And
so, yeah, so it makes sense that that's the thing that's going to shift that feels heavy, that isn't working or isn't of the desired outcome. Start working on something that is. You don't have to wait for this thing to happen or that thing to happen.
Right, exactly. And I think that's maybe that's where some of these emotions are, is because it's like you're not, it's like, I want to move. I want to do this. I want to, it's like, I can't, but it's trying to say, yes, you can. You just got to take that first step. You just, and that was how it came through over to me, was just do this. I'm like, yeah, but, and they're like, just do it. Just act as if, and it was like, oh, that's what that always means. Act as if, and just, you know, like, it was, you start, and I did it. I took the first steps on faith, and sure enough, everything started falling into place. I'm like, okay. Okay, so that, you know, we're back to that. It's like we can accept this as our reality, or we can choose to start walking, taking the steps on the path that we want to be on. It's not going to just happen. You know, we have to actually take those steps.
I like that thing you did. Yeah.
Like, oh, here you go. Here's your road. Here's your path. You know, we're going to make it all wonderful for you. It's like, no, here's your road. Here's your path. Now, what do you want to do? You want to stay there? Or do you want to do something else?
And it's so true, isn't it? We have to put in an effort. It's like the 401k. You put in this percentage, we'll put in that percentage, right? So you have to put in something to get something from the universe back. So they want to see an investment from us. They want to see if we're done. did or what.
Yeah, and well, they need to see a direction. You know, as long as we're sitting here going, oh, woe is me, then woe is you. I mean, they're going to, that's what it'll be. It'll just stay there. That's what you're putting out. And it was like, you know, and what's so funny is because I know these things, you know, it's knowing them and practicing them are two different things. And it's so funny because you know, I know these things. And then and then when they're telling me, do this, I'm like, oh, wow. It's like, duh, of course that makes sense. You know, this is how it works. And sure enough, because I was scared. I'll tell you, I was scared to make those first steps. And then actually the first step. And then once I did that one, and then even the second and the third one. So I guess I can say steps because I did the first one. And it was like, okay, all right. I initiated. All right. And then it came the next, and the third one was commitment. And I'm like, and I was like, just do it. It will be fine. And it was. Just do it. It'll all work out.
You know, and it is scary to take that leap of faith, but you know, I had something the other day where I was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. I don't know. And I was hemming and hawing, and then I went and pulled some cards on that, and I kept getting the leap of faith. There was three different cards, and all three of them were kind of like, one was literally take the leap of faith. The other one was, you got to move forward, even if you don't know the outcome, something of that. All three of them were the same thing. And I was like, okay, you can't get more clear than that. So I did it. And yeah, it worked out perfectly. And, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we got to start trusting ourselves. And even if it hadn't worked out, it, at least now I know, and I'm not going to sit there and go, I wonder what if I would have done that. You know, but it did work out. So, you know, instead of think about all the things that could go wrong, right? Let's think about all the things that could go right.
Exactly. Right. And that's really what you have to do. You have to do that to get yourself to make those steps.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of this whole year has, you know, yeah, we're going inside and everything, but there's been an element of losing touch with that trust. And that's so, I love that you said, yeah, we've got to learn to trust ourselves again. We do know what's right for ourselves. We know our path. We know, you know, we may be being tried and told, well, this is where you need to be and this is what's right. But see, we get upset because we know it's not right. I think that's where this emotion is coming from. It's not right for me. I need to be moving. I need to be going. If that's what you feel, then go do it.
Yeah. And that's just it too. If that's what you feel, then go do it. Because you can look at 20 things outside of you that can tell you, no, no, no. Or, you know, your logical mind might be saying no, but your heart's saying yes. Your intuition's saying yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so you got to pay attention to, you know, what is your body saying? What is that pull on you doing?
Yeah. Because
if it's on your mind that heavy, there's something to look at there. There's some reason why that's there to look at it and pulling at you. So even if it's like logically you're sitting there going, no, I don't want to do that because X, Y, Z, or, you know, A, B, C, and you have all these reasons why you don't want to do it, but yet it's still there.
Right.
Listen.
Well, look at it. Are the reasons that you don't want to, are they coming from fear?
Right.
So if they're coming from fear, then... And you need to recognize it if it's fear, you know, and that's just you looking at it. But, and it's understandable. I'm nothing against, you know, but that's where we've been. We've been living in fear for the last year. Okay. We've been had a lot of fear pushed on us. And so it's very understandable if we want to go to fear. It's just now it's like, okay, is that where you want to stay or is it enough?
Yeah.
You know,
there's anything in the chat room here.
You read my mind. I was going to say, Tracy.
We're getting, what is the topic?
Well, hey, whatever you want it to be.
Right. What? Yeah. What do you want the topic to be? Energies are intense. We've got, okay. Echoing anything? Yes. Okay. I don't know if now that I'm seeing the word echoing on there, my sound's okay, right? You guys,
now, it's a little bit of an echo, but it's much better than it was before we were testing. So,
yeah, well, I'm trying to back up and see if that helps, but I don't know how to change it on here.
It's fine right now
for my sound, but maybe it'll sound like I'm in a tunnel.
There you go. there you go, go, go.
Maybe I'll just let Julia do all the talking, right?
No, I told Tracy beforehand, and she said, okay, here, this is our topic, because I knew I hadn't been noticing too much. I'm like, okay, then you get to do the talking, and I'll work off of you, because I wasn't really, I'm like, I'm not noticing things like that right now, and I'm not around enough people to notice things. So I've been a little bit isolated.
Isolated. Yeah. Well, and I've been isolated, but I have been having sessions. So I do have to say, I'm just loving this cow in the background. And I want to tell you a little bit about that, because my friend Chris, who I'm visiting in Idaho, we went to high school together, and you know, just we've always been friends. And she's like, well, you can use my computer, right? Well, then I couldn't get her computer to update the Zoom links. So now I'm still on my laptop, but we spent so much time creating this background. And she's like, well, what do you want in the background? I was like, oh, that cow pictures would be awesome. So we literally rearranged her room so we could have
so sweet.
And so, yeah, so thank you, Chris. And then she's like, go sit in the chair. Let's see where to put the lamp. And I mean, they really put a little heart and soul into this.
It's beautiful
thing up above there. It says it is what it is.
I love that you're like John last week.
Yeah, this is mine. It is what it is. So, yeah, anyway.
I love it.
So, having fun in Idaho, lots of snow, horses and chickens and goats. And she has a beautiful little ranch here. So
nice.
Yeah, but I do want to thank Chris for her space. We're trying to decide, do we light up the corner or do we just leave the lights off and just put something there? I like the lights.
I do too. It looks great. You did a great job.
I think it looks awesome. So, yeah. So,
and I love that,
Chris and Chelsea, thank you for your help with the room. It looks great.
What's the story behind that cow besides being moved from it? There's a story behind it. It means
she's got, well, what you're not seeing is the chicken pictures that I really wanted to put there, but they didn't go with the green window frame thing. And we really liked that. So we found pictures with the cows that have green.
Okay. Okay.
And she has her little ranch here. You know, she has a lot of kinds of pictures.
I mean, is it one of her cows?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Right now she doesn't
have
cows. She has horses. So.
Uh-huh. Well, you'll have to ask her about it later, because that cow has something to say.
It does look like I should give it the mic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe I'll channel in the cow.
There you go.
Bring it in. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But I've enjoyed the cows. I think that's a great background. I just wanted to thank her for all the work that we were shuffling some things around, letting me play with the dynamics of the room.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to energy, back to the shifting. Now,
after that cow interlude.
You know, I think the cow lifts the energy. I mean, look at the face on that thing. How could you not be happy looking at that cow?
Yeah, so. I love the cow. I love him. That was the first thing I said. I love that cow when you first came on.
I know. Mm-hmm. It had to be part of the show, because she's like, the walls look bare, and I'm like, oh well, yeah, the cow. So yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
very good. So that's a good segue into how do you make yourself feel better if you're feeling the heavy energies right now, because do stuff that makes you laugh.
Yeah,
just make you laugh when we put it together.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun.
Absolutely. You know, it's doing that if you love. See, I'm for some reason, what's coming in is, and I'm wondering, this Chris or Chelsea, somebody took that picture. I don't know if it was one of them or if they got it from somebody else, but it's like, see, there's a whole story there. And then maybe that's like, if you like to take pictures, you know, look, what a wonderful subject.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and anything
and
can
be so. Taking pictures of the animals this mm-hmm. couple of days, and Chelsea got some really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I posted one of the pictures on my Facebook earlier today, and you know me, I'm going to try and shove my camera or my phone up to the thing there to show the dogs. The dogs were so cute, but the snow is making it so you can't see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How cute.
So they are, they're running in the snow. It's super cute. And so, yeah, it's, we're having fun with the animals, the snow, mm-hmm. and all that. So, but yeah. What else? The energy things we can talk about, right? So if we're talking about fifth dimensional frequencies, people are really being pushed in that direction right now, I think, to, you know, we have talked about it, and I know you and Kaya have talked about it. We can beat the subject to the ground. Mm-hmm. 5D, you can have it now, right? It's like a
build. Absolutely.
Up. You can have it now.
It's just a choice.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people are getting to that. They're getting into that final push or purge of old energy.
Yes. Yes.
So that they can really slide into sustaining that fifth dimension.
Yeah. Gosh, back when mom was doing her lectures and when she was talking about all this, the shifting and everything, and she kept telling them, people were, it's like, there's two things you have to let go of to be able to move into this other dimension. Because you cannot keep them, and that's fear. And I think the other was judgment. But it's like fear was the really big one. And that's where, I think that's why we're being presented with a lot of things like that. It's like, okay, it's that final push. It's like, what are you going to do? What do you want? You know, and so you might have things coming in that's maybe pulling all this stuff up, dredging up old stuff, old fears and everything. Like you said, it needs to be released. It needs to be let go. So that it's kind of like the balloon or an air, you know, the big air balloon.
Oh, yeah.
You have to let go of stuff so it can rise, you know, the hot air balloon, not the big air balloon.
Cut the sandbags. Let the sandbags go so you can, rise up.
Let them. Whatever analogy that you want to make, but it's like that. It's like, let it go. I mean, we're always saying, let it go, let it go. Well, that's why you do it. So, because you don't need it. It's just holding you down, holding you back. So if you can look at it, why am I holding on to this? What am I holding on to? And then why am I holding on to it? Mm-hmm. Let it go. I mean, because it's probably not pertinent, not relevant, not serving any purpose whatsoever, except to hold you down.
Right. Well, it's a purpose, right? Holding you down. And I think we all have to take some responsibility for our own lives and that stepping out of that. You know, we can all have that kind of a day, you know, where we're walking through the mud, and mud, I mean, something else. And so when we're walking through all this muck, I mean, we all have to make the choices, you know. Things happen all around us all the time. Are we going to be focused on what not working or what is working? We have to take and make those choices and shift the perspective, and you know, sometimes it's not fun, sometimes it didn't work out, sometimes, you know, bad things are going to happen, I don't know, but it's how do we receive it, how are we working through that, how are we processing it, and is there another way, another possibility that could be better? So
It's like, and I think you just said this, because it's funny, because it's coming in, I'm like, but I think she just said this, so it's like, why am I, but like you said, bad things, I mean, things are going to happen. Now, if they're bad or good is really whatever we give to them. So these things are happening all the time. It's our choice whether we see them in a negative light or a positive light. So
we can bounce back to Florida with that, because, you know, when there was that group of us in Florida and plans would get changed, instead of everybody going, oh my gosh, now, you know, why is this happening? Why is that happening?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the plans are changing minute to minute.
Oh, it was constantly changing. We had an itinerary and we could have just crumpled it up and tossed it because none of it happened, but everyone would go, okay. And then we'd do
it. We just shift.
and nobody was all worked up about that and stuff, and it flowed really nice, and some really magical things happened. Mm-hmm. And again, shout out to Stacy for providing us a space during the time and
such a beautiful space. Hard work that they did. Oh my gosh.
So and for everyone else that came together to create the whole experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there it was. And as a collective, we did that. We were all like, okay. And even when, you know, it went totally south, like poor Stacy sitting in one restaurant and we're in the other one,
that was weird.
Yeah. you know, and yet she had a choice of how that was going, you know, how that was going to get received. And she was so gracious about it and so kind about it, you know, and it's miscommunication happened. And, you know, it was a Mercury. And that's when we were like, are we a Mercury retrograde? Because that was so weird. But, you know, there are so many ways that that could have been handled or reacted to. And I mean, my hat is tipped to her in so many ways with that. And so, you know, we do, we have choices. We get to figure out how we want to respond. And, you know, again, things are not happening to us. They're happening for us. So how do we respond to that? How, what are we going to grow from? Are we going to grow from the experience, or are we going to groan, groan or grow?
I love it.
So,
yeah. Really. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is, this energy that we have going on right now is really giving us an opportunity to figure out, you know, what's surfacing. And for the people that are feeling like, why am I crying? Why am I crying? Because that's happening. Like, they don't know why they stop crying. And I have to say, there's a lot of emotions that we have held, not just in this lifetime, but in other lifetimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't know why it's being triggered, but the energy right now is an energetic match for you to release it. So trust it. Yeah, it might not feel so good because it feels heavy, but let that out.
Yeah, exactly. Just let it happen. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it happen.
Let it run down to face. But
I'm going to do the ugly crying. It's okay. Go there. Let it happen. Somebody said, I ugly cry.
I am an ugly crier.
Me too.
Yeah. It's all, yeah, and it's a hot mess, and this turns all red, and it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but that's very cleansing to be a hot mess.
I must clean up really well at the end of those, because, yeah, it's just like, but, you know, sometimes you do, and you just, there's a sob, like a deep, yeah, sob that needs to happen. And
yeah, it's, you know, it's coming from the depths, and like you said, it can be from lifetimes, and so yeah, imagine the depths that it's coming from when that's happening. And that's how it feels sometimes, like you're it's like it's tearing your whole insides out, you know, to come up.
Exactly. Okay, so the question in the chat is, how do I let go?
Mm-hmm. So, I knew that was going to come. I knew it was coming.
There you are.
It's like, well, we always saying, let it go. And then, yeah. What do you have to say about that, Tracy?
How would you let that go, Julia? Let's pass it back to you. No.
Hot potato.
You let it go. Yeah.
You know, it's a releasing. I think first of all, it's looking at it. Because mm-hmm, once we look at it, then we can see if we still have room in our life for it, whatever it is. And it's really, you know, ask it, talk to it, whatever it is, talk, you know, why are you here? What am I learning from you? What do I need to learn from you?
Yeah.
Have I learned what I need to learn from you, what I wanted to learn from you? And if you have, then if you're still carrying it around, that's probably just habit, just because you've been doing it for so long, you feel like you need to keep doing it. It's just like keeping the old, what's it, old something that we, old pillow, just because that's your favorite pillow, you know, and it may be all ratted out and torn up and just beat up and everything. And actually, you know, it doesn't even have any fluff in it anymore, but it's, hey, it's my favorite pillow. And, you know, but if it can't do, if it's not, you know, maybe you can make something out of it. I don't know if you want to keep something of it there, but as a pillow, it doesn't function anymore. Okay. So that's when it's like you make a choice to repurpose it maybe into something that you can use, or or just let go of it, give it to someone else, throw it away, something. So that's like, okay, physical. Now, I know we're not talking about that physical so much, but it's really, it's the same kind of an attitude. Do I need you anymore? Are you helping me? I mean, are you functioning in my life? Is there a purpose for you? In a functional way, we'll put it that way. Is there something that I, you know, a lot of times we'll say, is it of service anymore? And actually somebody said to me after I said, that was something serving you. And it was like, they didn't know what that meant. They didn't understand it. So that's what I like to say. If it's not functioning for you, if it doesn't have a purpose, if it doesn't have, but I feel like now most people know it. Is it serving you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How's that working? That's the question. Yeah. Well, how's that working? You know, it's like,
Exactly. If you can deal with it like that, how's that working for you to hold on to it, to keep it going? You know, and if it doesn't feel good, then why are you doing it? You know, and that's what sometimes you have to get down and dirty with yourself and look at it. Look at these things, and they can be uncomfortable. Oh my God. It's easier to just keep pushing them under the rug and just keep, you stay here close enough though, so that I know you're still here, you know, that you can still, still deal with you. But I don't want to confront you. I don't want to actually deal with you, because then I will have to do something.
Yeah. Like, another way you can let go. I said, another way you can let go is you can phone a friend. Mm-hmm. And the friend says, Tracy, is this a word?
Yeah. Have a friend that'll just call you out on it.
Just have a friend that you have the agreement that they're just going to tell you like it is, and you can't get mad about it. But
did you already, I mean, did Tracy already know about this whenever she called the friend?
Probably so. Yeah. Yes.
And usually you do. Usually we do know our stuff, you know, but somebody has to say something, but why are you still doing it? So if you,
it's good to talk it out.
If you confront your own stuff, then let somebody else point it out to you. You're like, yeah. Okay. Then, you know, cause just like that, as soon as it's said, you're like, yeah, I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, unless you want to keep carrying it around.
And
that's when it's your choice. No good, bad, anything there. If you want to keep holding on to it, wonderful. That's your choice. Own it. I chose to have
it. Yes. Yeah. And don't, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, they want something, but society says they shouldn't have that. So then they will make up whatever excuse, this is why I have it, or that's why I have it, instead of just saying, but I want it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, there's relationships like that too. It's like, I'm trying to be as PC as I can about relationship stuff. There might be a child of mine. No, but you know, children are a great way to look at it. You know, you got your children and maybe they're seeing somebody or dating somebody that is one of those things where he's like, oh boy, I don't know if I like where that's going. And, you know, but you got to let that go and let them have their experience with it and trust, just like you signed up for experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I always look at it like this. Would I want somebody telling me what to do? And, you know, why? Yeah. I got to let go and let them do what they want to do. And they signed, there's some karmic connection going on there. There's some soul connection going on there. They came here to learn and work that out and do something with it. So my job is to let go of my attachment to it, to release that and let it play out the way it needs to. They came for their experience. Let them have their experience. And yeah, what would I do if somebody was poking my experience? I'd probably be agitated with that. So.
Well, exactly. And I was just thinking about, okay, there's two things. And I don't want to, I'm not sure which one to bring in first, but here again, you've been saying,
I'll bring in that one.
which is one I'm going with. Let it go. Cause you've said several times that, you know, just let it go. And so I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm throwing it back to you again. What does that mean? And we just throw that out there. It's like, let it go. You know, so what does that mean? How do we do it?
So for me, I had to look at what were my attachments.
Mm.
So I took a journey with it. You know, it's like, well, what are my attachments to that? Why am I attached in that way? What are my expectations? And when I set that expectation for this person, you know, the golden rule is if you're setting an expectation for someone else, they're going to fail.
Oh, yeah.
It's your expectation, not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to disappoint you no matter what, because you set an expectation for somebody else that's not obligated to your expectation, right?
Yeah, and you probably didn't even let them know about it.
No. And they're probably being tested by you, but you don't even realize you're testing them. Exactly. Right? And so it's like, you don't even know this, but I'm testing to see if you're going to say a certain thing or do, you know, bring me flowers for Valentine's Day and I'm watching or remember my birthday, but I didn't tell you it was my birthday. So good luck with that. You know, things. And so, you know, that's kind of what I do. I go down that rabbit hole for myself. And then I look at how I'm disappointed or, you know, what is my fear? I know you did that with me the other day. What's your fear? And, you know, just looking at what is it that I'm attached to here? Why am I having this reaction to this situation, this person, this new business, this new job, mm-hmm. this big step, maybe this you're moving, maybe whatever it is, however you want to apply it, what is getting in the way or, you know, something didn't work out. How do you let it go? Well, what was your attachment to it? What did that thing mean to you? You know, what did that event, what did that person, what did that mean to you? So that's how I approach it, is I got to go down my rabbit hole of what did that mean to me? And then is that something I need to heal in myself? Is that a mirror to something from my past? Is that a past life thing? Are there cords going on here? Is this a contract, a soul contract? Am I ready to heal it? Am I ready to say that this is, that I'm okay with this now and release that energy and move past it now and say goodbye to it. And yeah, it can be hard. And yeah, there's a lot going on there. So that's some of my process.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it can be hard. It can be hard because we get very comfortable with mm-hmm. these things, whatever these parts or these situations, even if they're not healthy.
Yeah.
It's what we've been used to. It's been our comfort zone, and to move away from it, even though we might feel that's the best thing for me, it's what I really want to do, it still might be very hard.
Yeah, we're not saying it's definitely the let it go. Maybe that sounds easy. And, you know, when you hear it sung in a cartoon, maybe that's like such a beautiful little song, let it go. But mm-hmm. in reality, we're saying it because it is so hard. Mm-hmm. We've got something that we're looking for from whatever it is that we're needing to let go of. And there's something there that needs to heal. There's something there that needs to be, you know, maybe boundaries need to be set, or maybe, you know, your own self-love, self-care, and expectations for self need to be risen up. Like, what are the standards? You know, if you're in repeated bad relationships and you want to shift that, you've got to start looking at yourself with those things, and how do I change that dynamic?
Are you finding a lot of, because it seems like this is what I keep seeing, are a lot of people needing to establish and set boundaries and really make sure the boundaries, it's like boundary setting is a big deal right now, or it has been yeah. just recently, and it's kind of still coming in now, but it's like that's been something that's been a big part to work on. Yeah.
Well, you know, they say, the saying is, you teach people how to treat you, right? And so,
so that's that self-love again.
Yeah, it's the self-love. So if you keep falling into this pattern of someone taking advantage of you or being mistreated or being abused in some way, it's an inside journey. You've got to go look at what is it that I don't feel worthy of something better, right? Yeah. Where do I not feel worthy of that? Of being treated better or having that respect or, you know, having the reciprocal love or whatever it is. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we're like body slammed in this energy right now.
Yeah. So I think that's what that is. And if you're feeling, you know, this, it's all of this stuff, you know, it's like, yeah, it's time to step out of this. You know, if we have self-destructive things happening or just destructive things, they're usually, but see, we're allowing it. So that's where it's self-destructive. So if we are allowing these things to happen, then that's where it's making us face them front on, because it's like that can't happen in this higher vibration. You will not be taking that with you. So you
gotta look at it. There we go. This is where it shifts into something great to talk about, right? Because you won't be experiencing that in the higher vibration. And I did have a conversation with Chris today about the collective consciousness, and there's a reason we don't have the collective consciousness right now, but a lot of people are having to cut cords with the collective, with the grid, because impasse and are taking on all of this energy, right? And it's like when the energy, when everybody's working and purging through their stuff, you don't want to be connected to the collective consciousness when everybody's doing their stuff. So if you're experiencing it on a collective level, it's time to cut some cords to that, send love, light, healing, whatever you want to do to that, but disconnect from it because everyone needs to purge their stuff, but there will be a time to reconnect. And that's like when you're saying, when that vibration is higher, when we're all able to sustain that, then we're going to all really love being in that connection. And it's going to be pretty magical by that point because we're not in the fear anymore.
Right.
The jealousies and the frustrations and the anger anymore. We're getting that love and joy and giddiness and playfulness and
and where we won't be able to get enough of it. Give me more.
So exactly. That journey of unconditional love is we're all experiencing that on some level, of that unconditional love. And it's fun. Absolutely. Mastery course, right? You gotta love each other through it all. And
I love that you called it that. And what came in was like, and I don't know if there's a question, if there's something, it's like it's not the destination, it's the journey. And so, and that's where I feel like it's like, I just want to get to the end of it. I just want to get to the end. That's not the objective. That's not what this is all about. That's not the master course. The master course is the journey. And it's not even getting that master's degree at the end. It's just the whole journey. It's like, the destination, they're almost saying there is no destination. So it's kind of like, let it go.
The journey is the destination, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe it's that whole shifting of the attitude where you're always on this wonderful journey. It's like, you're not doing this because you want to get here. It's, you're just doing this, period.
Yeah.
Like, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is where I am. I'm doing this. And it's not, I'm doing this because I want to get to here. Ooh, right. That hit somebody.
That hit somebody. Some level, right? That's been our program. That's been our construct from, when we're born. Oh, you reach this age, you do this. You reach that age, you do this. You know, you grow up, you get married, you have kids and a dog and a fence and,
And what is your goal? You've got to have objectives. You have to have the end thing. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's just, it's the being. Now it's like, you've got to get out of that doing thing and into the being.
Yeah.
You can still do things along the being road, but the being is the most important thing.
Well, and it's true, and you got to be in the moment of things. And hopefully I'm not echoing because I can kind of hear an echo come back. But, being in the flow of things, last week this time I wasn't going to Idaho. It's like, what? Uh-huh. It was like, all of a sudden it was like, here, I can make this happen like this, and why don't you come out here? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my schedule, wide open. And the days that I needed to be here. And it's like, okay, that's wide open. That's offered. Here I come.
Right.
And it's just in the flow of things. And I do feel like I felt something shift when I did that. And I don't know if people feel that or not, but I've noticed it more when I do take these little leaps of faith and do these things. Just some of, I like to plan. So for me to just jump on an airplane, okay, 2 days later, I'm on an airplane flying. Mm-hmm. That's a little out of my wheelhouse, right? Mm-hmm. But here I am having a great time. We're doing this. The schedule was open and figured it out, made it work.
Yeah.
And, it's like, I literally felt something shift. Like I could feel the energy move and I was like, okay, different timeline. I don't know. I took a leap of faith. Did that set a different course?
Maybe. Yeah.
No, I'm in a whole different state right now. So there is a different course than if I would have stayed home. Mm-hmm. So what timeline did I put myself on? Ooh, what a mystery, right? It's mm-hmm. exciting to see, okay, what's going to be next?
Well, that's where you want to get above and get into that higher part of you that can see the different timelines and what they're doing and all the different yous and what, you know, which is the course of action that you, it sounds fun.
I like that picture. Yeah. that mindset of get above it, look at all the different yous, mm-hmm. when, which course do you want to take? Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So profound.
That sounds like some fun bedtime musings, you know, like as you're going, as you're kind of laying there, just kind of think of things like that. Just allow yourself to pull up and look at these other things and see where it goes.
What's happening? Mm-hmm. Like that.
I bet you have some really cool dreams.
Well,
when you go to sleep like that.
I do have some stories for you, but that's going to take me talking a little bit more about why I'm in Idaho. So I'm in Idaho because I needed a root canal. So I had that done yesterday, right? So I went home, I went to bed last night, and you know, I did. I took some pain medicine because that was otherwise I wouldn't have been able to sleep. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times I woke up and I'm doing something with my hands. I'm either holding my face and going like this. Once doing that, and I'm like, what am I doing? And I was stroking my face, and I thought, that's interesting. Are they being my galactic teams or whatever, you know, my soul team, are they working energetically on me? Mm-hmm. Fell back asleep, wake up again the next time, it's on this side of the face, and next time I'm massaging my face, I'm like, I'm doing it again. What's going on? You know, never did figure it out. I was kind of half asleep for all of that. But, you know, again, something physically was going on. And another time I woke up, and you would think I didn't get any sleep with all the waking up, but I feel like I was well rested as well. I woke up again and I just noticed how quiet everything was. I mean, it was like I could not find a sound to focus on. It was interesting. If you've ever been in that kind of quiet before, it's a very interesting thing to not have anything to listen to. And it was this whole like feeling like you're in outer space or something. It was interesting. Went back to sleep. You know, and so those kind of things kept happening last night. But there was something going on outside of myself. I mean, to wake up and have my, be moving my hands around, I'm like, what am I doing? You know, it's too bad there wasn't a camera going on so I could see how long was I doing that. I'm not sore or anything. Yeah. But it was interesting, you know, have these different things going on, and I'm waking up and realizing I'm, mm-hmm. my whole body is in motion.
All of you watching or listening, whatever, we did discuss the why, the root reason for why this was happening before she ever went in for her root canal. Get to the bottom of it.
So, I get why you're bringing up, is this a pattern? Is this a... Julia is my go-to when it's time for some truth.
The thing was, I think that I just said, is this a pattern? Is, you know, and then you took it from there. You kind of went, oh my God, yeah, we need, it's like, because it wasn't like I said, hey, Tracy, you know, let it go. I didn't do any, I don't think I said anything.
No.
I
just said, no, we don't work like that anyway. I would have just went, screw you and hang up. But, you know, we don't work like that. No, you know, ask a series of questions or, you know, just simple questions to help me go deeper into the why, the what's going on. Mm-hmm. And some of it I will tell because it had to do with my divorce years ago. I mean, I've been divorced for 16 years, but, you know, and I draw cards and my cards kept saying, let go of an ex. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? Like, I've been divorced longer than I was married. What? So it was confusing to me what that was about until I sat with it and finally just put some emotions with it. What's being mirrored to me right now that was going on during that time? Mm-hmm. And I was really... and one of the things that I got to understand in the last couple months is I had Chris, the one, you know, Chris, and she did my astrology chart. And she helped me to understand that, well, one of the things she said is, she goes, you feel very deep. And she goes, I don't mean like normal, like you feel very deep, deep, deep. And so when something affects you, it affects you very deep, deep, deep. So that kept ringing through my mind. And I'm thinking, oh, I mean, I can't just go here. I need to go deep, deep, deep with this and find out why is that still showing up, mm-hmm. and do some work around that. And so I did. And
very good. And I like that, because like you're telling me, this is time to go in. And that's what we mean, in, deep, yeah. deep, deep. You got to get in there. That's what this is about now. That's why we've been pushed into these situations where we are, you know, if you're alone or whatever, you're in situations where you don't have quite as much contact, you know, as we had, you know, and it's for that very reason.
Yeah.
Sit alone with yourself, whatever, you know, stop finding distractions, get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's definitely something that's, the being alone and being kind of isolated. You know, yeah, in January, the group of us got together, but then I came home and I was very alone and isolated.
You know, my favorite part, and I hope I can say this on the air, that my favorite part of that trip, and I think I said it last time or two. Last week I said it, but it was like the best time was just all of us being, it was the human contact.
Yeah.
You know, and like my first went to Tiffany, and she gave me this biggest hug. And it was like, oh my God, I didn't realize how much I missed hugs until that hug. And then when we all got with you and the group there, it was the same thing. It was like, oh my gosh, this feels so good just to be contacting and in touch with people. It was just, there's no replacement for it.
There really isn't. And, you know, it's like all the material things in the world can't replace that. And, you know, coming to that realization that, you know, this is, I came home and it was like, I miss all of that. I miss talking to my friends face to face. I miss the contact and the hugs and the in-person laughter. And we did a lot of that too.
A lot of it. A lot of it.
Yeah. So, you know, it was just so, I think we were just all on a high from getting to be in person that it was, it just carried us, you know, through a lot. But yeah. And then, when I got home, that kind of pushed a lot of things to the surface, and here I am back in this other environment. And it's like,
yeah.
And you know, I really need that community. I want that community. And we deserve to have it, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So just creating more of what we want and putting our focus on all of this too shall pass, and we will all be able to gather again. And
yeah, and start working toward what it is that you want. Take those steps of what it is you want and stop saying, oh, well, but this is what it has to be. No, it doesn't. This is just what is right now, but it's not how it has to be. Start making moves to what it is you want. Your world will change. I promise you, it will start shifting. It will start moving. It will change.
Yeah. For some reason, it's in my head that I have to say it this way. Yes, it was a root canal. And yes, we had to get to the root of it.
Yes. Yes, we did. Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those so obvious things, you know, and that's part of its message probably is at the root of whatever.
Putting a voice to the feelings, you know, in the mouth, that kind of a thing, and really getting to the root of it. Like I said, I had to go deep. Nope, that's not deep enough. Go deep, deep, because that's how you.
And what's interesting is you're saying it's over here, it's on your left side, which represents the past. So it's about, you know, saying you need to say something that, you know, that's at the root, is that maybe you didn't say everything that you wanted to say or needed to say.
I held back for whatever reasons and didn't put a voice to it or didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what one thing I want to say to Julia is I want to quit being your guinea pig for Soul Speak.
I know when she did this, I'm like, really? Are we gonna, you just really keep wanting to do this, don't you?
Ooh, Tracy again.
is this your choice now to stop? I mean, your choice.
to stop the physical demonstration of how this works.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's your choice. I just take advantage of it when you do it. That's all. Okay, you want to do that? Okay, fine. We'll do it.
Yeah, what contract did we have here?
Okay, I accept that. I think, you know, I think we have enough material.
We have enough material. Yeah, we've got a lot to go on here, so it's all good now. But it is so literal, and you say that in soul speak. It is so literal, and it's, yeah, okay, it's the mouth. It's getting to the root of it. It was what is it I didn't say or put a voice to, and did I didn't go deep enough. Again, root. Yeah. You know, we could do this all day, right?
Absolutely. But that's how it is. That's why I love it. I think it's fascinating because it is so literal, and it's really, it's one of those, you know, you can't make it up. You can't be any more obvious.
Yeah.
No. So. No. Yeah. You know, we hide it from ourselves. That's why we have to have, sometimes it has to manifest in the body just so we will look at it. We'll pay attention to it because given up, I mean, if nothing like that would happen, we'll just keep it tucked away over here. I don't see you.
And I will say that the world is designed to be your trigger. So if it is time to deal with it, whatever is going on in your world, it's going to bring it to the forefront. It's going to put it right in front of you. Yeah. What were we saying about the, you were like showing up on your nose or something? I said, oh, like that pimple the other day, like.
Yeah. I was saying, something about whatever. And I said, I would expect that to manifest. She said something was right here in her. It was like, it was just right in her face all the time. I said, well, I would expect that to come out like something on your nose or on your face. And she goes, oh, like the pimple on my nose. It's like, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd be something. Yeah. If there's something that you really, it's.
I have to quit being so textbook about this stuff, right?
I know that is your thing. It's like you get the book. You're like, okay, I'll have this one and this one and this one and this one. But yeah, I give you permission to stop.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff in that book.
At least we've got a lot of tools now to really work through this stuff. And when it shows up, we really do kind of move through it pretty fast, you know? And, It's interesting to have it play out the way it does sometimes, and you know.
Yeah. And I know we're kind of making light of it, but actually I think that's kind of, it's good to go there. It's good to make light of it because that's, if you can, then maybe you can see your stuff a little easier. Because when we're down in the trenches and deep, dark, and serious, it's a little harder to see it. You know, we're just down there with it. And so if you can kind of get into a different place of making light of it, even joking about it, whatever, then that gets you into a different vibration so you can look at it.
And don't take it so serious.
Yeah. You can look at it differently and you can see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can do something about it. You can't do anything about it when you're on the same level that it is.
You can't, you know, and yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways to take this. Like, everything I needed to fix and find the resolution showed up, you know, like I said, it was like, boom, 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 boom. And
that's how it works.
You know, things are happening to line it up for me to resolve the problem. I went and looked at it and then bam, now the solutions are showing up. And so all kinds of things can open, it can open doors when you're willing to dive in and really do the work.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to look at ourselves and what part are we playing in it. And, you know, how is that affecting our relationships, right? Because our relationships are going to be the biggest mirror back to us of what it is we're playing out.
Right.
And so, you know, if we're not looking at it, how is that affecting our relationships moving forward?
Right.
I get people all the time that are like, do I just need to leave this relationship? And it's like, well, do you love this person? Well, I do, but you know, it's constantly this. And well, if you start working on that, then you get to stay with the person that you love. But if you don't work on that and you don't communicate, and it does take two people, I will be clear about that. It does.
It does.
But if you don't work on it, then yeah, you'll go your separate ways. And then universe will line you up with someone else to play that out with, and then you're going to have your honeymoon period, and then you're going to be right back in it again.
Exactly. So, I mean, if it's, yeah, if it's, if you see that, that's the patterns we talk about. If you see you're kind of attracting the same kind of person or the same, mm-hmm. you know, keeps bringing up the same issues, then it's trying to show you these are issues that you are trying to work on yourself with. And that's why they bring it up in other people, just so you can see it very clearly, because we can see it in other people where we won't look at it in ourselves. But I guarantee you it's there. If you've got this happening over and over and over again, it's your stuff.
Go get a chair and put a mirror in front of it. Go sit down and go, okay, so what is it that you would like to look at today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a lot easier than people bringing in other people and going through these relationships that, you know.
Yeah, to keep having a mirror the same thing. Mm-hmm. And what do they say? The common denominator is you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what, and that's what you might ask. If you have these things keep happening, and then what is the common denominator? You know?
Yeah.
And that's the hard truth. Oh my gosh, it's me. I always hate where it's me.
The one consistent thing in these situations is me. So yeah.
Every time I really wanted it to be the other person, and it never was. It was always me.
Again, what happens? Three more. Point him back.
Darn it. I want it to be your fault this time. It never is.
Yeah. So, but you know, that's one thing that I think you and I have always been very clear about is we do need to look at ourselves, our self-reflect, but it's not to be in judgment of it. No. It's to heal it. Mm-hmm. It's to heal it. It's to nurture it. It's to be that thing that you needed when it originally happened that left that scar. What did you need back then instead? You needed nurturing, most likely. You needed somebody to hear you. You needed somebody to scoop you up in that moment and make it okay. And if that didn't happen, then it left a scar. And now it just keeps showing up and keeps showing up until you heal it. And so be the nurturer. Be the loving person that you needed. Be it for yourself in those moments. And I've had the best experience with once I started opening up with some self-care, you know, pedicures, massage, you know, I get to go do reflexology and body talk. And I have all these friends that do these very magical things. And and I started doing some self-care in that way. And it's like all these other doors start opening when I start taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And I feel better. And my moods are shifting into a better place. And all these amazing people in my life that I get to experience now because I hold value to what they share with me when they're doing that. And so I'm just saying self-care, it benefits everybody because, you know, you're taking care of yourself, which is raising your vibration, which is changing the people that you're attracted to and that are attracted to you. And then you're in a group of more like-minded people and you're holding that frequency. So there's your energy shift. How's that?
Is that a good? That is wonderful. I love it.
Good place to end that baby, right?
I think so. I was just going to say that's a fantastic.
Round it off.
Yes. Wonderful. I mean, that just perfectly said and sign, seal, delivered.
Yeah.
Tracy, how can people find you if they want to?
Oh, please, please come find me at tracymayhem.com. Or if you're looking for a QHHT session in the Oregon area, I am on QHHTofficial.com under practitioner. And I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Julia, how do people find your work? The Soul Speak class, the QHHT courses. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what to expect with that these days with COVID.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we've got everything online right now. As far as the classes, we have level 1, level 2, and level 3 that we do online now. And you can find those courses at QHHTofficial.com under courses. There's on the menu bar or on the homepage, I think we have some links to the level 1 course if you want to look into that further. And I think you have a code if people want to use that.
The magic is real is my code. That'll save you 10% on your level 1 course. Yeah.
And then I have my book, Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. And then I also have an online course with it, but also have an online course. I don't want people to get the mistake. Oh, it goes with these they go together, but they're not, you don't get a book in the course. Does that make sense? So I don't want to make it confusing. Book
and get your course.
Yes, exactly. And I'm actually running a sale right now. It's going to run through the weekend. And so if that's it's like $50 off of the regular price right now. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So if you are interested, go to juliacannon.com and you'll get the information about that.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had something very profound I was going to say, and I can't remember what it was. I was waiting for you to be done, and then I lost it because I got caught up in this awesome price break. Oh, well, anyway.
Okay. And you'll see lots of Tracy in this course.
I do remember. Yeah, there's lots of me in this course, and it looks a lot like what you saw today. Amazing QHHT stories get posted on the Dolores Cannon page on Facebook, the QHHT page. Go find those if you're interested in hearing stories of people's journeys with their sessions. A lot of times the practitioners will post on there and on the blog page on QHHTofficial.com. So if you like the stories, go find them. There's so many of them out there. And there's been some really great ones getting posted lately. So it's been a lot of fun. A lot of discoveries too.
Yeah. And that's where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be really fun to go read them and see if you resonate with any of them.
I think so.
Yeah.
So nice. Well, thank you for having me again, Julia.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much for being here. Always, always love you. Always in gratitude of you. And thank you for being here in your condition.
Yeah. And I didn't even have to be on any painkillers to be here for this today. So that's good news. That's how manifesting.
Because of all the.
Yeah.
That was happening.
All this last night, my sleep. And it all worked out because now I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, when I had the Vicodin, I was out. So I could be remembering it wrong. But I do think that those things were happening. And I woke up at 1:11, so I made a wish. That was the weirdest thing. I woke up, looked at my phone to see what time it was, and I go, oh, it's 1:11. I should make a wish. And I lay back down. So, Vicodin, the new happy place. No. But you know what's great, though, is I only took it a little bit yesterday to get through any of the initial pain today. I feel great. And, you know, it's, again, I feel very blessed in the journey. It was unfortunate that happened, but all the stuff, it is the journey, you know, the way it all played out, even down to the dentist. I mean, it was like, you just got to find the little gold pieces in all of it. Right. So I feel very blessed in it. And
very good.
So good. So I'm here, even in my condition.
Yes, yes.
So,
well, love you, and I hope you make it back home safe whenever you choose.
Whenever I get there, yeah, when the snow lets up and I can go home. Mm-hmm. So, until then.
Anyway, we love you all, and thank you so much for being here. And have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Wherever you are, and Happy New Year. Happy Chinese New Year.
Yes, Happy Chinese New Year. Yeah, and enjoy that new moon energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, love you guys.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
All right, we're off the air, but who's that guy you were talking with, Julia?
Yeah, Julia.
What?
There was a rough sounding female there for a while.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that didn't do you any favors, Tracy.
The sound was being awful. Huh?
I wouldn't go bragging and putting that audio out and saying, my name's Tracy. And
I'd love to get to know you. It's because she had surgery.
It more come out like, Tracy. You know?
No. So. Chris.
Hi.
And, so no, the Zoom on yours needed updated and it wouldn't let me update it. So I ended up, look at you, how smart. What you're not seeing is that I put you on a hamper I closed down. So I could raise the computer up, or you guys would have been looking at me like a man, and you would have been looking up my nose.
You know, had it been you solo, I would have been able to maybe correct it. I could have probably went out there and said, okay, remove all the bass.
Really?
Since there was two of you going at it, it'd be real difficult. But
it'll be okay.
Next week it'll be all right. We had such good things to talk about.
It is a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't even bring that up. So, all right. Well, at least you got my, I brought in my masculine. Good for you,
Julie. I love you, ladies.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I love you guys. I will see you next week. Do we have a guest next week?
I don't know.
Give me just a second, because I do kind of want to look and see. Move you. Where's my calendar? There it is. Okay.
I didn't get to be here for the show.
Oh, that's this week.
Come here.
We do. We have one of the level 3 people next week. Sasha?
Okay.
So, okay. Just so that we have a kind of a gear in our, since I'll be here for most, I fly home Thursday, so that's going to be short. I'll remember to send that out to her to remind her. Okay. Thank you, Don. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you, Chris.
Me and my own voice are going to leave now.
I love you both. You ladies have the best Valentine's ever.
Happy Valentine's.
You too, Don. Happy Valentine's. Bye.
Bye, everyone.